You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Oz Ches. You see Oz Ches? So we actually finished right up to that paragraph, Ach. You have that, Ach?
Yeah.
So by way of a quick introduction, this actually is the last paragraph as part of a long piece in the Minchas Chinuch, where the Minchas Chinuch has a dilemma. The dilemma is that there is a halacha, that the Chagiga is not Deicha Shabbos, and the Chagiga is not Deicha Tumma. So the question is that there's a general rule in Shas, Shkor Shekavua Lo Zman, anything that has a set time is Deicha Shabbos and is Deicha Tumma. Like for instance, the Korban Tamid is Deicha Shabbos and Deicha Tumma. The Korban Pesach is Deicha Shabbos and Deicha Tumma. The Korban Chagiga, the Gemara in Pesachim says, is neither Deicha Shabbos nor Deicha Tumma. So the problem that he has is that the Minchas Chinuch feels that's inconsistent. Because what's the whole idea behind being Deicha? The Gemara says anything that has a set time is Deicha. The way that the Minchas Chinuch understood that is, if something has a set time, it means there's no way to make up for it. There's no tashlumin. And if there's a set time and there's no tashlumin, and it's not Deicha Shabbos and it's not Deicha Tumma, and you don't bring it, and it has no tashlumin, then essentially you have abrogated and undermined this korban. Meaning there's no way this korban can be fulfilled. Because if it's not Deicha Shabbos, not Deicha Tumma, there's no tashlumin, you're stuck. So the way that Minchas Chinuch understood the rule, the general rule of Kor Shekavua Lo Zman, Deicha Shabbos and Deicha Tumma, is that if something has a kavua zman, meaning there's no possibility for tashlumim, then it is Deicha Shabbos and Deicha Tumma. But if it has tashlumim, then it is not Deicha Shabbos and Deicha Tumma. If it has tashlumim.
But there's one mandama that holds Pesach Sheni is tashlumim, and still Pesach Rishon is Deicha Shabbos and Deicha Tumma. So you're going to make that a machlokes, whether you hold Pesach Sheni tashlumim or not? I mean, according to my Dhamma, Pesach Sheni is Tashlumen, or Pesach Rishon. So Pesach Rishon has Tashlumen, and still it's Deicha Tumma and Shabbos. It's kind of a pirchot, it is a principle.
Not sure, I have to think. But anyway, so his problem was like this. If you're going to hold that the idea between Kavua Lo Zman means that if this is a set time and no tashlumim, then it's doicha. And if there is tashlumim, it's not doicha. Then you have a problem with the Gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara in Pesachim, Ayin Amar Aleph, says like this. The Gemara in Pesachim, Ayin Amar Aleph, says that if half of Klai Yisrael is tamei, then that's not considered to be Rov Hatzibur. So what happens if you have half of Klai Yisrael tamei? So the Gemara says, be matame, another guy. Take a sheretz and let another guy become tame. So the Gemara says, you can't go ahead and be matame, another guy. And you have to be matame him tumas meis. Because tumas meis is the only tuma that's the chuyo hutra b'tzibur b'tesach. So the Gemara says, you can't be matame him tmei meis, because then he'll lose out on the korban chagiga. So the Gemara says, what do you mean he'll lose out on the korban chagiga? He'll go ahead and he'll do Hazoya, and by the eighth day, the end of Chol HaMoed, he'll be able to go ahead and bring the Korban Chagiga. So Gemara says, no, it's not going to work, because according to Raman D'Yomar, Kulo Tashlumim D'Rishon, because according to Raman D'Yomar, that every single day is a Tashlumim for the first day, it turns out that if he's Tomei the first day, he cannot go ahead and bring a Korban for the rest of Chol HaMoed. So that's the Gemara, that's the Ferish Gemara. It says if he's Tomei the first day, he's finished for the rest of the Yontif. Because Kulon Tashlumim Derishon. So if that's the case, then he's got a problem, Minchas Chinuch says. So you see by Tuma that if someone is Tomei and can't bring in the Korban Chagiga, there's no possibility of Tashlumim. So if there's no possibility of Tashlumim, then it should be Doicha Tuma. Because according to Minchas Chinuch, that's Hainuhach. That if there is no Tashlumim, then it should be Doicha Tumma. And if there is Tashlumim, then it shouldn't be Doche Tumah. But the Gemara says, Beferish Pesachim Ayinam Aleph, that if you're Tomei the first day, you can't bring the Korban Chagiga, you're done for the whole Yontif. So Minchas Chinuch says, how could that be? If you're done for the whole Yontif, then it means that Kavulo's man. There's one set time to bring it the first day, if you're Tomei, and if you can't bring it that first day, you're stuck. So if you're stuck, it should be Doche Tumah.
So you look at it on an individual basis?
What?
You look at the Doche on an individual basis?
No, we're talking about Chagiga by an individual. In other words, by every...
Well, it's Doche Tumah, so why are you looking at it in that sense by the individual?
Because I'll give you... Because it's not always necessarily a Din in Tzibur. It's a Din in Kavua Lozman. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Kosha Kavua Lozman. Anything that has a Kavua Zman is Doche Shabbos and Doche Tumah. That's the klal in the Gemara.
And there's an obvious distinction. If Chagiga is Tashlumen, but you have to be Roy on the first day to bring it, it's still a gedder that it has Tashlumen, but if you're Tomei on the first day, it's like you're a Chigur on the first day. You can't bring the Roy again. You have to be Roy. If you didn't, even though you were Roy, then you have Tashlumen. So it's still a gedder that you have Tashlumen. But still, if you tell me on the first day, you're out, because you have to be royal on the first day to bring it. It's not the pshat that it has no tashlum.
Individually, you have the tashlum.
He's not going to tell the seabird.
No, but it comes to the same thing. Individually, you have the tashlum.
Even if the whole seabird is fine. Even if everybody in college rolls is fine.
But it seems like the Minchas Chinuch's understanding is that for whatever reason it is,
right,
if a korban will be eliminated and abrogated and totally removed and be non-existent because of Tumah, then that should be the reason that it should be Doche Tumah. Because that's how he understands the general rule called Kavua Lozman. Kavua Lozman is just another way of saying that it has no makeup or no ability in any other context to be fulfilled. So the Minchas Chinuch thought it's this svara, that there's no ability to fulfill the mitzvah, then we say it overcomes Tumah and overcomes Shabbos. If there is an ability to do the mitzvah in another context, then it's not. So his problem is, what do you do with the Korban Chagiga? The Gemara Pesachim says, if you're Tomei the first day, that's it, you're done. You're done, you can't bring it any other day because of the klal, kulon tashlum and derishon. And if you weren't roy because of Tumah the first day, you can't bring it any other day. But on the other hand, we say that the Korban Chagiga is not Doche Tumah. That's the long discussion we had last time. And at the end of the day, the Minchas Chinuch basically says, this understanding of this is incorrect. Kavua Lozman, he says, is just a rule, but it doesn't really have an underlying reason. And the rule will only apply when it's one day, not a series of days. That's his idea. But his problem is, he says, Ach, let's take a look at Ach. Ach loshen Rambam kam bechagiga perik alf halacha ches perik dalim biyasam midrash halacha tes the toler hadover biyesh lo tashlumim. He says, however, if you look at the loshen of certain rishonim, Minchas Chinuch says, it sounds like they make that din of dechia tied to tashlumim, not just the question of whether there's a specific date. V'gam Rashi b'kam makoymas biyuma nura malaf tiver hamaschil. So what is he saying? So do me a favor, take a look at the Rambam and tell me if you feel that the Rambam is so clear. Perek Aleph Halacha Ches. There are a few wrong. Perek Aleph Halacha Ches in Hilchos Chagiga. So this is the Lashon of Rambam. Listen to the Rambam, those who don't have it. And I think he's suggesting an alternative reading. And I'm not sure if his alternative reading can be fit into the Rambam. Listen to the Rambam. The Rambam says, Oilas re'iyah v'shamei chagiga. Ein darchen lo'otzer Shabbos v'satuma. So the Rambam brings down this idea. We know chagiga is not doicha Shabbos and not doicha tuma. Lufi she'ein lahem zman kavua. Because it does not have a specific time. Kekarbonos hatzibur. Meaning, whatever the klal is, that Zman HaKavu is Doche Shabbos, Doche Tumah, evidently, the Olos Ra'i and the Shomer Chagiga don't fit into that category because they're not Dechah Shabbos and Tumah. Now listen to the Lashon HaRambam. He says, Lufi She'elem Zman Kavua. The Chagiga does not have a Zman Kavua. Kekabonos HaTzibur. Now he explains. Shimeinu Chogig Hayom Chogig L'machar Kamo Shebiarnu. Because if you don't go ahead and bring the Korban Chagiga today, you could bring it the next day. Therefore, the Rambam says, it's not Dechah Shabbos, not Dechah Tumah. So is the Rambam saying the Tashluma, my dear, or not? So initially, the Minchas Chinuch feels that the Rambam is saying...
Sounds like there's no...
Why? Now you could definitely fit in the idea of Tashlumim in that sentence, correct?
Right.
It doesn't have a Zman Kavua because why?
Because it could always be a
right, because if you don't can't bring it today, you can bring it at a later date. Which, by the way, by Tumah is not true, and that's the Minchas Chinuch's problem. However, I think that the Minchas Chinuch is suggesting an alternative reading in the Rambam. Hmm. Meaning it's not Zman Kavua. You know why? Because it's not limited to one day.
Right.
So the question is, how do you read the Rambam? Do you read the Rambam? The Rambam is suggesting that excuse me, it's not Doicha because it's Tashlumim. Or is the Rambam just stating plainly it's not Doicha Tumen Shabbos because it is an ongoing mitzvah that's not limited to one day?
Mashmal like him a little bit because before.
Mashmal like who?
Like him in Tashkana.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because in the Halachas before, if you look, the Rambam uses the Lashon Tashlumim. If the Rambam means this, then it's also just again the Tashlumen, he'd use the same Lashon. Revisheyesh lo Tashlumen.
Okay,
but he switches the Lashon. He said, he's a Chagig L'Machor. And he writes an Halacha before, two Halacha before, he's describing other people.
So you definitely could accept
the
alternative reading. Fine.
The Rambam changes his Lashon from something that he's using Halacha before, and he could have just as equally used the same Lashon.
It's more reason he did that.
Why didn't he just say it? Because he answered that shulman. You know, he's been using that lashon all along.
Okay, let's see. Ah, Chaturei Evin, Shekos of Dal Korcho Kol Chad Kai Beduchtei. But at the end of the day, the Turei Evin says this is true. The Turei Evin sticks to this klal. The Turei Evin seems to not want to give up this idea at all. That if there's no tashlumim, then it should be doicha. Then you yochel ahakriv achikach madchet Shabbos. V'im ken tuma gam ken, which is not problematic, because the Turei Evin would come to the conclusion that if you're tame the first day and it's not doicha, it must only be because I could bring it at a later date. Mm. The problem is the Gemara in Pesachim that I mentioned. Where the Gemara in Pesachim says, go ahead and be 50% of Klal Yisrael is Tomei, 50% is Tahor. The Gemara says, go ahead and be Matamei, one individual, and he'll be Machriya Rov Hatzibur, that's Tomei. The Gemara says, you can't do that because he's going to lose out on the Korban Chagiga. The Gemara says, why? Let him go ahead and be mazah with the paraduma, and by the end of Yontif he could bring it. The Gemara says no. If kula tashlum derishon, he can't bring it. So the Gemara clearly says, if you tell me the first day, that's it. You're out of luck. Done. Finished. So therefore, that's difficult with the Turei Evin. The Turei Evin seems to say if there is no tashlum, it should be doicha. But the Gemara in Pesachim Beferish says there is no tashlum if you tell me the first day, and nevertheless, it's not doicha. The Dvar of Tmum, right? Misugid the Pesachim, like I just said. The Mefurish, it says Mefurish in Pesachim, De'ein lo tashlumim. U b'Shabbos al korchot, Tzrichin letaretz, Kesfar satoitzis. What about Shabbos? The Gemara says Mefurish that it's a Mishnah on Yitzayin Amnaf and Chagiga. It says that if Yontif Rishon falls out on Shabbos, it says, the exact question of the Mishnah is, Yom Tavuach l'machar. The day that he's supposed to bring the Chagiga is the next day, Sunday. So you see an interesting thing. It's not Doicha Shabbos, and the next day, there is Tashlumin. So that seems to work out, right? Shabbos seems to work out well with this klal, correct? יש לו תשלום שבת לו תומד יום ראשון דבר תומד מסגיד פסחים דבר שתי תשלום בשבת על כל כך צריך לתורץ as far as the Torah is machmas da hayom gore.
Right, because it's everybody's
right, everybody's so Taisus in Zamenhof says a klal. Why is it that by Chigur Yom Rishon v'nispashet there is no tashlumim? But if it's Shabbos the first day, then there is tashlumim, like the Mishnah says. So Taisus says, because it's not a chisaron haguf, it's not a psul haguf, correct?
Right.
Shabbos is not considered to be a psul haguf. That's Taisus' reasoning. But Taisus de Chagiga ain't a Dechah Shabbos. But Taisus de Chagiga says it's not Dechah Shabbos. Exactly. Zeh Bor Bet Hashem is Baruch. Vatam de Chagiga ain't a Dechah Shabbos. The different reasons the Gemara learns out why Chagiga is not Dechah Shabbos. Omi Tam Shevio Taisus Anal de Afinu Mi Chagotzen. Either it's a limit from the Pasuk. A Gemara is Baruch Le'el De Lo Domi Le Karbono Shekavulem Zman Yom Echad. Or because it doesn't fit the general rule of Kavua Levez Lahem Zman, which is one day. Ach Tzorech Layim B'Sugasham Ayin Amud Beis in Pesachim Lamali Kro De Chagiga Eino Deuch HaShabbos Kevin De Lo Shavu L'Kabaras HaKavuyim. So why do I need a Luimud? It's a general rule. It has to be like a Talmud or a Pesach. V'ayin Sham B'Taisos De Ramaschal Mai Taimah V'shuv Ra'isi B'Taisos Yontav. I didn't get to see this, but he says, he claims in Minchas Chinuch that Taisos Yontav had this whole pilpul. But Taisus Yontif, Kanperik Beis, Mishnah Dal, people was there, Kidvarino. I did not get a chance to say Taisus Yontif. But interesting to see how far he goes. Next, Ches. Mu'ukav Get Shichrur, which is a whole different topic. What is Mu'ukav Get Shichrur? God Hamafkir Avdai. Someone is Mafkir as Evid, meaning someone renounces his monetary stake in an Evid. That Evid does not have to work for the Adon. But he cannot marry a Yisraelis.
Until he gets a Get Shichrur.
He's called Mu'ukav Get Shichrur. What is his status by Aliyah L'Regel? Ichayev B'Re'iyah. That's like the least of his problems, right? Ayin Sharmel Chidus Chagiga Perak Beis Halacha Al Pipa Bazeh. V'tzarech Arichus L'Varer. I Mu'ukav Get Shichrur Chayev B'Mitzvus. L'Einin Re'iyah Iya Adon Nikra Adon V'Ein Kan Mekaymai. So there are two questions by Mu'ukav Get Shichrur, by Re'iyah. One is he chayev in mitzvahs? And the other is that there's a specific miut for an eved from Re'iyah. The specific miut is, it says, lifnei adam, that apparently you have to be seen before your master. Mamayit, someone who has another master. So the question is, even if Mu'ukav Get Shichrur is chayev in mitzvahs, he may be potter from Re'iyah because he's still considered to have an Adon, which is interesting. In what aspect is he considered to still have an Adon? Would he still be considered to have an Adon even though a fellow cannot press him to work at all? It's interesting that he's still considered to be an Adon, have an Adon. And this may be because there's something the Rishonim say. The Rishonim say in Kiddush and other places that when someone owns an Eved, the Rishonim actually use this word. There are two kinyanim you have. You have a kinyan mamon and a kinyan iser. So it's very interesting. Even though his kinyan mamon may have been denounced, there still may be a lingering kinyan iser, which is interesting. The Rishonim use that word a lot, and the Achronim go wild with that lashon kinyan iser. It's a little difficult or amorphous to define what it is, but it appears there's still
some kind of a kinyan you have on an isha. A woman, that's called a kinyan.
You're right, they talk about that. A woman has a kinyan.
And when you take an eved, you also do a kinyan. That kinyan.
That's correct.
That's what they call it.
But it's interesting that even though you've renounced all mumminus,
right,
there still might be a concept of a kinyan or an adam.
Because otherwise you don't.
What?
It's a get.
Same concept.
The only thing I could compare it to is this famous piece by Rabbi Chanan, Achiezer, all the Achronim in the 20th century have the same piece. That why does the Gemara in Kiddushin, Yerim Beis, need a special pasuk for Mises Habal? Right? Ha'isha nikneis b'shon shtorim b'kesef shtarabiyah v'kones atm b'gedu b'mises Habal. So the Gemara says Mises Habal minayin. The Gemara has a long arichus about Mises Habal. So all the Achronim say, I don't understand something. Mises Habal, he dies, he doesn't own anything. He can't own anything once he's dead. Why does the Gemara need a pasuk from Mises Habal? So they explain, they use the Lashon, and usually the title of the piece is E Eishes Eliyahu Muteris. Is Eishes Eliyahu Muteris? Because Eliyahu never died, but he left. So they discuss what the heter of Mises Habal is. So the Achronim explain, excuse me, that even though, this may be a little different, there can't be any kinyan mamonos, right? In kinyan achar misa, she still has a shame eishes ish. Meaning she still is considered to have a shame eishes ish. She's still the wife of this fellow, even though he's dead. And there's a whole, I once saw one Rosh Hashiva wanted to make this totally in a machlekes in Evan Ezer. Very interesting. Who does the wife get buried next to? The first husband or the second husband? So there's a whole discussion about that in Evan Ezer. So he wanted to be told in this question. There's still a shtickle ishus even though a husband dies. You need a special heter.
I mean, it's like the old Yehuda.
Right. Yibum is the same kind. Right. That there's still an ishus that continues, right?
Then Yeshua takes this so far that he says that since we only have a limud by Israel, by Jews, that by a guy, when a Baal dies, the woman still has issues. She still has a gathered issues.
Interesting.
Oh, no.
Rav Gusman alludes to that in one of his pieces.
So there's a distinction.
No, Rav Gusman alludes to that in certain pieces.
Yeah.
He asks Rav Gusman, how do you know there's a heter Mises Habal by a guy? In a special pasuk by a Jew. Anyway, so the question is, I'm just thinking, is there such a concept by an Eved?
Well, what type of Eved are we talking about?
We're talking about Eved Kanani.
Eved Kanani. Aleph, right? So.
So an Eved Kanani, while he's an Eved, a full-fledged Eved, he's potter, 100%. The question is, let's say he's on his way to freedom. Is the mamonos aspect enough to say he's chayv in mitzvahs, to say he doesn't have an adon? Or do you say, since this quote-unquote Kenyan Isser is still there, do you say he still has a status of an Eved, quote unquote? Which would mean he has an Adam, which is interesting. Even though there's no specific way.
I say he's Potter.
You say he's Potter? Mm-hmm. Why? Because he's not a Yid yet.
He's not a Yid. No, he's still an Eved. He's an Eved. He owns his own. He's an Eved.
There's a whole question in the Gemara. He should be Potter.
I mean, he's like an Isha.
Right, it's like an Isha. Right. So there's a discussion about that, right? Gemara discusses that, okay. The Gemara says you need for Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chayrin.
Just right now, when there's an Eved Ivri, there's not a problem that he has an Odom?
No.
The Ivri is Chayav for real?
Yeah.
He has an Odom. That's not called an Odom.
The Gemara in Kedush has a long discussion whether by an Eved Ivri there's a concept of Kinyan HaGuf or not. That Eved Ivri may just be a pile. Maybe just a strong form of a worker. He may not really have a Kinyan in him. There's a whole discussion about that.
That's
the Gemara in.
That's an Eved Nirtza. First of all, that's it.
By the way, do you know when that pasuk is used? That pasuk is used in Yudam and Beis Bav Metzia. Minayin shapol yachalach sabu b'chatzi hayoyim. You hire a Jewish painter. Big mistake. The guy's painting at 8 o'clock. At 12 he goes, I'm getting out of here. The halacha is you cannot enforce anything. Pol yachal achzer afilu b'chatzayom. Shenemar kili b'nei Yisrael. Avadahem v'lo avadim l'avadim. There is this very interesting idea in the Rishonim that Poel and Eved are almost the same idea. To the extent that Tysus in Kedushin Yud Zayin Amar Aleph says you cannot make a contract with a Poel more than 6 years because of Kli B'nai Yisrael. So just like a pile might be like an Eved Ivri, if Ein Gufo Konui, excuse me, which the Gemara discusses in Guf Konui, Ein Gufo Konui by an Eved Ivri, the Gemara has a discussion about that. If Ein Gufo Konui, he may just be a super pile, that's all. Now, an Eved Ivri, Ein Yachal Lachzabai. Okay. Let's look at Tess. Now, very interesting. Let's take a look at the chinuch. See the chinuch? Ois beige?
I'm running out of ink over here.
What can I tell you? Now there's a very interesting halacha. We'll see if there's a din d'oraisa, din d'rabban. That when a person goes up to Yerushalayim, he has to have with him the korban or enough money to buy a korban. Meaning there's a din that when you go aliyah l'regel, it's interesting, I wonder in the day of ATMs, they ask a modern day shaila. I always wondered about, you know, if Mashiach, when Mashiach comes, how we're all going to work out this idea of aliyah l'regel, you know, all these questions. But one interesting question is, you have to go, can you imagine all the people on the El Al flight to Israel for Sukkot having a goat? I can't. But the idea is, when you go aliyah l'regel, you can't go without having either the korban or the or cash to buy the korban. That's a very interesting halacha. You have to go with either the actual physical animal or cash. You can't.
So that when you get the harbais, at what point?
I don't know. Ushachayev la'alstu Yerushalayim al kopanim b'korban b'yado or because of shi'ikna bo korban Yerushalayim.
All those kids' books that have all the sellers of goats right outside the...
Yeah, but you have to have the money to buy.
The Sukkot
that he said,
from
Pesach,
Erev Pesach, was the
Malachim
over there providing them with animals and
fish. Maybe they had money on them. You cannot go up Aliyah L'Regel. This is halacha. Interesting halacha. You must go Aliyah L'Regel with the wherewithal to fulfill the mitzvah. Either with the animal in your hand or enough money to buy the animal. Very interesting question. Let's take a look here. Very interesting halacha. I couldn't believe this. Let's take a look at it. Tess. Kenu Rambam Kan Perk Alf Halacha Gimel B'charis Min Alf Am Alf. V'sham Mavur Da'af Nascha D'Gaskaf Lo Yavi. Guy brings a gold bar, he's not Yitzhak. He needs actual ketzef. Rock matbea tavua shiyesh olav tzura. You need tender, currency, you know?
Currency.
V'arav ha-machaber kosef kan ha-din al-chagiga. It's interesting that the chinuch says this is true. You have to have not only an animal for the olas riyah, but you have to have for chagiga. The Minchas Chinuch points out that this halacha in the Gemara is only found lagabe olas ri'iyah, not lagabe chagiga. So let me read you the halacha in the Rambam, because the way the Rambam brings the halacha, where is it in the Rambam? It says, where does it say? Do you have the? Does he bring? Okay, let me read this to you. It's very interesting the way the Rambam brings it. Okay, I'm going to read you the Rambam. Perkav halacha gila shalme simcha. Lo nitnu chachamim bahem shir. Ba'eish shiyala adam Yerushalayim lachug. At the time, the moment the person is going up to Yerushalayim to celebrate, im haya biyada karbanas hariya yevien. He has to bring the karbanas riya with him. O yale imo kesef litnos boha karban. The im ein biyado kesef. You hear this? Lo yavi. Right, you can't bring shavu kesef. Afilo haya biyado shavu kesef zehuvin. Even though he has like gold coins, if they're not minted, also lo lalois reikam below kesef below carbon. It's an iser for him to go up like that. To go for a guy to go with empty pockets is an iser. The lama asu shilaya le biyado shavu kesef zera. Sounds like the Rambam's plea just a din d'rabban. Zera shema lo yimtza limkor or shema yimtzu hamois or he might find yimtzu hamois what? What's the last word?
Sigim.
Sigim. Right. No, it sounds like a zera, right?
Right.
What is sigim?
I don't know. Meaning, I think like asimonim or meaning coins that don't have value.
Either before
counterfeits.
The shavu kesef aspect is
right. Meaning the shavu kesef, the guy says this is not gold. It's like
that's our bottom.
So the question is, I was wondering, is this whole din a din d'rabbanan that he has to go up with the wherewithal, or is it just din a din d'rabbanan or shavu kesef?
Well, from the Rambam, it's much stronger than shavu kesef.
Right, meaning there's a din d'oraisa, and it sounds like it's based on loya, right? Loya Hashem reikam, correct? Yeah. You can't show up with an inability, with no ability to go ahead and fulfill the chiyuv. You must show up with the ability. That may be a din d'oraisa.
Right.
But clearly the issur to go up with shove and kesef is what? is clearly just a din d'rabbanan. Is he over anything if he goes up with shove and kesef? I don't know. What's he over? Is he over anything?
Shove d'rabbanan.
Just over exera d'rabbanan looks like. According to the Rambam. According to the Chinuch, it's not so clear it's a din d'rabbanan, correct? But if you read the Chinuch, it's unclear, no? The Chinuch does not clarify, correct? But from the Rambam, it's clear it's just a din d'rabbanan, correct? Okay, let's continue with the next page. Will you agree we're at least at the end of the mitzvah now? Shai, take a look. We have mitzvah pay test in the second column.
I agree now, but it's been so many weeks, I have no idea if you skipped two pages. We're just trusting you that we were up to that.
Trust me.
You know, I don't remember.
Let's read the chinuch. Va'ivar aleha. Someone who's oiver on this halacha, v'nira ba'azara. Someone shows up in the Azara b'yam rishon shachag v'lo hevi korban. Which is interesting. Which korban is he talking about? L'chori is talking about a korban chagiga. If you show up in the Azara and you don't bring a korban chagiga, bitel asei, mevatel yasei, v'chagosem chag l'Hashem, v'gam avar alav, shenemar alzev v'lo yero panai rekam. L'chori is a chiddush. And you're over the Isra v'lo yero panai rekam, if you don't bring a korban chagiga, l'chora that's a din na'olus ri'ya. To say the korban chagiga also you over the lawyers penei Hashem rekam is difficult. By the way, as a young child, not as a young child, when I was much younger, I thought that there was a very interesting concept here. The Rambam says aval eino loike. If you come to the Azara without na'olus ri'ya, but shalav she'ein b'maisa. Very interesting. Shalav she'ein b'maisa. So I thought I found at least another example of that in the Rambam. Is it really love shame by Maisa? You're doing a Maisa of Rias Rekam.
But the love is that you're empty handed, not that you walked. The love is that
very interesting.
That the nifal, that you are in a state of being empty handed. That's without a Maisa.
As soon as you walk in, you're
inside yourself.
It's the, of course, the Maisa wants you to be able to the answer, but it's not the Maisa which is the answer. It's below you roll. Don't appear. Be in a state of being.
Which is interesting, because I thought that...
Don't walk in.
I agree that that's pshat. Pshat is the state of being there, not the act of walking in there, correct?
That's the worship. The near ba'azoru.
Okay, so I thought that this Ram was Lushitasa with another Ram when I was younger. I'm not sure. The Rambam says Lo Yoshuv Mitzrayim. There's a law of Nechus Malachim not to go back to Mitzrayim. The Rambam says if someone does go back to Mitzrayim, he's Eino Loike because of Lav She'im B'maisa. So I thought it's a similar idea. What do you mean it's Lav She'im B'maisa? The guy went back to Mitzrayim.
See, it's more
that
difficult.
That sounds worse. Yeah.
Because there's this loyosha. It's the act of going. It's the act of returning.
Yeah, but what do you say?
That's not much when
the
loyosha.
Yeah.
Don't do the process.
So you're going to have to define that law. Interesting. If people are going to Ram, the law of loyosha Mitzrayim is similar to this. You should not have returned to Mitzrayim, correct?
He's interpreting the loyosha and don't have the yeshiva with Mitzrayim.
Right.
You know, don't want to have a dwelling.
It's not the step you take, it's the result of the step, really. So
I know, it's not as much with the loyosha.
You go temporarily. No, it seems like you can go temporarily, but you can't live there.
Right.
Right.
So that is the loyosha Mitzrayim.
That's what's loyosha Mitzrayim, because the issur is to remain there, correct?
Well, what if you bring a different carbon? Let's say Chayav and carbon, so you bring that with you. Does that take care of the Panay Rekam?
No, I don't know.
If you go...
Which is interesting, because he's pointing out the Chiddush here. Let's just read this.
Can you still bring the Tashlumen for the next day?
Sure.
Or you're out of it?
No. Sure. You still have the Aseh, correct?
So you still have, even though you were over the first day,
correct.
You walked in empty handed.
Still have an Aseh.
You were over, yeah, cool. And...
The lot, right.
So you don't get Malkus because you have Tashlumen.
Yeah.
And it's so not that wouldn't make anyway. It a gedder of Nita Klase. You were still over and you weren't...
The Rambam says, I don't know if anyone says, I know what we should love Shnit Lagasse. I've never seen
maybe
that.
Maybe it doesn't. Maybe Tashlumen
is not. No, these were showing up in the first place. You're showing up at it. Like, bring the next day. It doesn't help you. So
it's not Nita. It's not
Tashlumen. It doesn't appear to me. It doesn't feel like it's Nita. Right? Anyway, the Minchas Chinuch makes the point I just pointed out.
It's Nitin L'Tashlumen.
Which is an unbelievable...
There's a concept of Nitin L'Tashlumen.
Right.
But is this called Nitin L'Tashlumen?
It's interesting. Nitin
L'Tashlumen was a gather of Nitin L'Tashlumen, like by Gzeilo. It's both, Nitin L'Tashlumen. But I mean, it's a big difference. Of course, if you heard the Lav Shem Mamay Sol Lekin Olof, would you get Malchus for this, or is it considered Nitin L'Tashlumen? I don't know.
But you think it's a slam dunk, everyone would agree with the Rambam. It's a lot of shame for my
son.
Okay. I am the Mishloh Melch Magosov Khan. The Minch Shloh Melch points out the point I just told you. Thomas Halav Heino El Ba'ilus Re'ia. The Loba Chagiga. Which is really interesting. Who in the world said this Chiddush of the Chinuch? That if you don't show up with a Chagiga, you're over the Isser of Loyos Pnei Hashem Reikam. That's a din of Oilus Re'ia. That's what Oilus Re'ia is. To extend the Chagiga is a major, major Chiddush. So I think there's a very interesting question going on here. What is the nature of Mitzvah Chagiga? Is Mitzvah Chagiga a separate mitzvah? Meaning, if I'm in Yerushalayim and I'm able to, I have a chiv to bring a Chagiga. But it's not a chelik of Mitzvah Aliyah L'Regel. Is Chagiga a chelik of Aliyah L'Regel? Or is it a separate mitzvah? So if it's a chelik of Aliyah L'Regel, then I understand. I'm over love, lawyers, Pnei Hashem Reikam, if I don't bring it. But maybe it's a separate mitzvah. It's not a chelik of Aliyah L'Regel. There's a machlokas Rambam in Taisus. If kol shapater mi re'iyah, pater mi chagiga. If they go together. According to the Rambam, kol shapater mi re'iyah, pater mi chagiga. According to Taisus, that's not true. So according to the Rambam, it sounds like that one's the extension of the other.
What's the pasuk of Chagiga, the operative pasuk?
V'chagosem chagah Hashem.
Depends how you learn that vav. Is it a vav ha-chibur? It's connecting to...
Well, what's the pasuk before? I don't know. What's the pasuk before, you know?
I think it's what parasha.
Okay.
You're
the guy who lands every week. Come on.
It's like asking a shoemaker for shoes, right? You know?
Chagiga next year, if you don't have enough food with the regular
carb,
so it was an extra
carb. No, the carb chagiga is an absolute chiyuv. It's an absolute chiyuv. Pesach is a separate din. The separate din chagigas yudal. That's a separate carbon. We're talking about like sukkah shvuas Pesach. There's a mitzvah to bring during the yont of chagiga. Don't confuse a chagiga yudal with a regular chagiga. Chagiga Yudal is a special halacha.
Shalosh Pa'am Tzachagli. Shalosh Pa'am Tzachagli.
Is
that
not enough for the Pesach? That's the Yudal.
Oh yeah, Shalosh Pa'am Tzachagli. I don't know if that's the
Korban
Re'ah.
That's the
Korban Chagiga. But anyway, the Chinuch seems to say this interesting Chiddush. That you're over the law of Lo Yero Panei Reikam, even by the Chagiga. Gam Masha Kosovim Nira Ba'azara. Be'emes bechagiga bitul asay, afim lo bolo zorakla, and he makes another point that you don't have to show up in the azara and not bring the korban chagiga to mivatul asay. The asay exists even if you never show up in the azara, meaning a person has an absolute requirement to bring a korban chagiga. It is not dependent on whether he shows up in the Zohar or not.
I mean, if he brings the Re'iyah and he doesn't bring the Chagiga, he's Avram Layar and Panay Reikam?
That's what he holds. That's what the Mechinuch holds, yeah?
It's not Reikam. It's not Reikam. You brought it.
Reikam, well, I don't think.
What's Ishkamat Nasiyadah? Ishkamat Nasiyadah, Rechas Hashem, what does that mean?
First of all, that may be going on the third thing, Shalmei Simcha. It's a question what that goes on. According to Gemara, it seems to go on Shalmei Simcha. Right. The Gemara Chagiga is darshah by Shalmei Simcha. It's a little confusing. There are a few karbanos. There are three karbanos. There's the Oilus Re'iyah, Karban Chagiga, and the Shalmei Simcha. They are three separate mitzvahs.
Maybe it's an essay, but it's all, not a lot because you're
brought
a karban.
All need to be brought up.
What?
All need to be brought up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nothing.
No, but he makes a very interesting point. The bitul asay by chagiga does not require you to show up in the azara. The Lashon HaChinuch is a little... What?
I see being Vatla Nesi, but I don't see how you're Vatla Lotsasi.
That's the Chiddush, right. Right, that's the Chiddush HaChinuch.
But the Rambam doesn't hold that, right? The Rambam holds that you're not over.
I don't think the Rambam says you're over V'loy Pnei Shem Rekam. But what does the Yud Gimel say? Can you guys tell me? There's a Yud Gimel at the very end of V'loy Yorai Pnei Rekam. There's a Yud Gimel in the footnotes.
Yeah.
I don't see it.
What does it say? Pekalf Mechagiga.
Halachalaf?
Kosef HaMechaper.
See, I think it's an interesting question whether the Chagiga is part of Yerah Kol Zechorcha. Is it part of Re'iyah Chagiga or not? I think that's the question.
It sounds like it's part of Yatuv. It's
The makor of the chiyuv is the pasuk which brought them. Shalosh gadol tochad liba shalom.
Right.
This mitzvah peches is a part of mishpatim.
It's a standalone pasuk. Lashon Kodesh is I never understood how it works. Very complicated.
What? What's complicated?
Lashon Kodesh. How you figure that? What's a Lashon
Kodesh? Yeah, it's a tough one. Be'emes bechagiga, charetz davar pashut. Be'emes bechagiga. Bittul asay afim lo bala zaraklav. So it's a little misleading in the Lashon of the Chinuch. The Chinuch says if you go into the Azara and you don't bring a Chagiga, you're over the lav and you're mevatel the asay. So Minchas Chinuch points out, you're mevatel the asay of Chagiga even if you don't go to the Azara, which l'chor is a davar parshat. L'chor olasri is the same thing. If a guy doesn't bother to go to Yerushalayim and he has no patur of Aliyah L'Regel, the L'chorah, if he does not bring a Chagiga, he is over his Mavatali Aseh. There's an absolute Aseh to go to Yerushalayim and bring a Korban Chagiga. There's nothing to talk about.
Is that included in Rikhuk Mokum? Is there a patur of Rikhuk Mokum and Tumah in the Pesach? That's the patur.
Is there a patur of Rechuk Makom by Korban Chagiga? There's a patur of Re'iyah by, let's say, Chutz Loretz, right?
Well, you can't walk.
That's a patur.
Start early.
That's a Chigah. That's patur altogether. It's patur from Aliyah L'Regel. It's patur from everything in such a case. It's patur from everything if it's a Chigah. Right. That's a patur. It's an absolute patur.
Maybe he has to send
a car. No, he doesn't.
How do we sure? It's not because. Why is it for a lot of Chagiga and Riyah?
If you put it from Ali, you put it from all the Kabbalists.
What?
One ties them together.
Two from Ali. You're arguing that you should have to send a carbon?
What?
You should have to send a carbon? You should have a seller with a shliach. I thought there's a patur of Aliyah, the regular.
By Pesach,
no.
What do you mean by Pesach for this time of patur?
Not if you can't.
There's no patur of Rechuk Makom by Chagiga.
You can't walk. A person who can't walk is patur.
There's no patur of Rechuk Makom by Chagiga. Not that I know.
So only if you can't walk. You physically can't walk. You have a psula goof.
But you can send the carbon, right? I mean, you have to bring.
You have to eat it, though. That's the problem. Carbon, you have to eat also, right? You can't eat
out. You could eat somebody else's carbon.
That's what we discussed.
Right. No, it's a
the Gemara says not only that. The Gemara says even a guy with a cane is potter from Aliyah L'Regel.
What's the question?
Because it's called regolin. The Dairish, you have to go up by regel. That's the Gemara. So even somebody who's using a cane is potter from Aliyah L'Regel. If a forget a wheelchair, even somebody who has a cane. Okay, now we come to a very interesting question. What about Baal Ta'achar? Is there a din of Baal Ta'achar? Are you over Baal Ta'achar? A guy goes ahead, he doesn't bring a korban chagiga. Is he over Baal Ta'achar? So let's see. Rak le'inyan riyah ain't over alav. Rak b'nira bazar. Ayin ramam kam pergal v'halachal. V'chutz b'masha over alav say, over gam kem belos say de Baal Ta'achar. The Minchaskin has this idea, this thought, that if a person neglects to bring a korban chagiga, he's not only mevatel yaseh, but he's over the love of Baal Ta'acher. The love of Baal Ta'acher is clearly the love of Shem B'maisa. What is the classical case of Baal Ta'acher? The classical case of Baal Ta'acher is when a person goes ahead and is and makes an adava. It says, Hare alai oila, hare zu oila. That's the Gemara in Roshana Dav Dalit, and he neglects to bring the korban for three regalim. There's like a four machlokes, the nature of the regalim. The regalim have to be in order, or can it be any three regalim in any order? Or can it even be one regal according to one shita? According to Reb Meir, it could be even one regal. There's a machlokes tanoim. But there is this idea of Baal Ta'achar. So Minchas Chinuch wants to postulate this interesting idea. That if you don't bring the korban chagiga, you're over Baal Ta'acher. Now, when are you over Baal Ta'acher? Normally, for Baal Ta'acher, you need shalosh regalim. So let's say a guy goes it's Sukkot. And the guy lives wherever he may live. It doesn't matter. Let's just make it easy. The guy lives in Rechavim, okay? And he says, I'm not getting involved with this chagiga thing. And he neglects to bring a korban chagiga. The Minchas Chinuch says, he's over Baal Ta'acher. When? Is he over Baal Ta'acher immediately?
That's what I mean. He can't fulfill it any other time. If he's over, he has to be over right away. It's not shocking to say Baal Ta'acher there.
So are you over in such a case like that?
I can't believe that you're over on Baal Ta'acher.
It's only
the whole idea behind Baal
Ta'acher. No, it's
Shittas Tais. So the Minchas Chinuch says it's based on a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Hayam and Aleph. The very interesting, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Dalet Amud Aleph, the bottom, gives a tremendous, a whole list of of things that you're over Baal Ta'acher. Tzedakah,
right away,
Peah, Leket, Shichah, Chatos, Hashomer, Shlomim, everything in the world. And one on the list is Korban Pesach. So the Gemara in Hay Amud Aleph says, what do you mean Korban Pesach? What's the scenario by Korban Pesach? How can it be Shalosh Regalim? The minute Pesach comes, you have to bring it. So the Gemara has a very ambiguous statement. It says, Kevan Dezimne Kaviale Matche. So how do you understand that? So Taisa Machlaika, strangely as is between Taisus and the Tori Evan. Taisus and the Tori Evan. That's an interesting question. Taisus and the Tori Evan disagree and I don't understand the Gemara. What does the Gemara mean? How could Pesach be part of the list? The Gemara says, how can Pesach be part of the list? It has a set time. It can't be subject to Shalosh Regalim. So the way Taisus learns it is, meaning you're over Baal Ta'acher immediately, Taisus says. The Tori Evan learns the exact opposite. Tori Evan learns you're never over Baal Ta'acher by Pesach. Tori Evan argues on Taisus. Isn't it this legend that the book case fell on him?
Yes.
Imamish is arguing with a Rishon. He's saying,
What sort of the double or death or the Hashem of Pesach?
Chatas, Ashram, everything.
So by any mitzvah then?
The Gemara has a long laundry list. It's very interesting. Leket, Shichah, Peah has a very long laundry list of Baal Ta'acher. And the Gemara goes through the scenario of each one.
So I'm saying hypothetically, and obviously we're not dealing with Doraisa, but if you could do, maybe it's a Doraisa, you could do Shema the first second of the day, and you waited an hour, maybe.
That's not a chiyuv to give something. Baal Ta'achar is when there's a chiyuv to give something.
No, the Rishonim discusses how to interpret the Gemara. Just Tosfos.
Very little Tosfos.
A
one line Tosfos, and only Tosfos says something. Right, you have a Baal Ta'achar immediately.
Then they want to say by
the Turei Evin says that's not the way to interpret the Gemara. Turei Evin says came on the Kivlei Leizimna.
Stokas the same thing because it has nothing to do with the Regalim. So
some Achronim right want to make a diuk in the Ran, like the Turei Evin. But no Rishonim say beferish like the Turei Evin. It's only a diuk. Turei Evin argues on Tosfos and says outright, no, Shan the Gemara is you're not over. It's impossible to be over Baal Ta'achar by Pesach because it has a specific time. Meaning the way you know what the Turei Evin makes his own drasha. Lo Sa'achar Lishalmoy. Shlashamo means to pay up. Something to pay up has to have an extended period of time. Something that has a one-shot deal where there's no paying up is no Baal Ta'achar. So very fascinating. If I ask you, is the Baal Ta'achar by Karban Pesach it's a machloikes? Turei Evin and Tosfos, as strange as that sounds. Now, the Gemara then answers, the Gemara has a question. How could Pesach be in a long laundry list? Either you're over right away like Tosfos, or you're not over at all like Turei Evin. So the Gemara has the answer, a very strange answer, Chedi Nisba, right? Now what does that mean? Really means we threw it in. So a lot of Achronim say that's a Raya, is that a Raya more for Tosfos or Turei Evin? So a lot of Achronim say it's more a Raya for Tosfos. Because you're not going to throw something in, just throw something in, that has no connection. If it has a connection, meaning it's about the Acher.
I think it's the opposite. It's exactly right to the Turei Evin.
Very interesting.
Chedid means it means there's no Baal Ta'achar there.
Very interesting. Some Achronim say, there's no way you just throw it in if there's no connection. You use the Lashon, we just throw it in. If there's a connection but it's not uniform. But if there's no connection at all, you wouldn't throw it in. I feel like you. But Lachari could say it's a Raya to the Turei Evin. But anyway, what does the Gemara eventually answer? I don't remember. This really bothers me. Because I've learned Rosh Hashanah, I don't know how many times. What? No. Whatever, it just bothers me. But basically, I'm giving everyone Musar. We should know Shas, simple at least Shaka Vitaria.
Can't remember.
Forget fancy stuff. This is Parshat Shaka Vitaria in the Gemara. What is the scenario that Pesach is listed in the Brisa? The Gemara says Pesach should not be listed in the Brisa. So I know the Gemara has another Ukimta. Maybe it's talking about Moisar HaPesach.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
But the Gemara says, no, Moisar HaPesach or Shlomim, that's listed right under Shlomim. I forget what the Gemara's Maskana is, which bothers me. Because it's just Parshat Shaka Vitaria.
Moisar HaPesach would be a good, pretty good test.
Yeah, but the Gemara says no. Because the Gemara says the Gemara says Moisar HaPesach or Shlomim, and it's listed under Shlomim.
Right. Right.
So anyway, you should know this Machlokes. Forget the Shaka Vitaria. You should at least know this Machlokes, Turei Evin and Tosfos. Is there Baal Ta'achar? Interesting enough. Let's bring it back now to Chagiga. I've got a Korban Chagiga, and the guy does not bring a Korban Chagiga on Yontif. Is he over? What do you think? Is he over Baal Ta'achar? What do you think? Is he over Baal Ta'achar? The guy, either he's. Now, you're going to tell me. Someone asked me, is he Mafreshit or not Mafreshit? So, what's interesting is the Gemara says Baal Ta'achar applies in both cases. There are two psukim in the Torah about Baal Ta'achar. One is the Losa'achar L'shama. The other is Motzei Sefer Secha Tishmor. So Gemara says, what do I need both psukim? So the Gemara says, one is the Afrish for Lo Akriv. One is when I'm Mafreshit, I'm not Makriv. And the other is when I'm not even Mafreshit. So it appears Baal Ta'achar applies in either case. So let's say either case. The guy was Mafreshit, Chagigi doesn't bring it. Well, the guy was never even Mafreshit Chagiga. He just did not do it at all. Do you think he would be over Baal Ta'achar? So, Minchas Chinuch feels Zichar, according to Tosfos, he'd be over. So, L'chaira would be telling on Tosfos and Turei Evin, wouldn't it? The Turei Evin would not think you're over, correct?
Or could you bring it the next Yom Tov? You can't bring it the next Yom Tov. I'm thinking whether you can bring it or you bring it next Yom Tov, then it becomes the problem of the next Yom Tov. Could you give me a list? Yomtov's Chagiga, the next one?
Why not?
Because it's part of that Yomtov.
Is it? It's the same Kabbalah Chagiga. No? I don't think there's any reason.
No.
And even if you're over Balta Acher, and even if you're over Balta Acher, you should know that there is no psul in a korban because of Balta Acher. Because the pasuk is Dairish. Guys, v'haya b'cha chet. V'cha v'lo b'karbanecha. There's no psul in the korban because of Balta Acher.
So, if that's the case, it's not totally in the machlokes with the Turi Ever.
It's not. It's no, l'chor, it's totally in the machlokes. You don't think it's totally in the machlokes like he says?
No. No, because you can bring it next.
Okay, what are we finishing?
What was the question?
We'll
tell
you it all.
We'll do
it all? No. We'll stop now.
We'll finish next week, we'll finish restaurants.
So next week in Mitzvah Hashem we should finish, okay?
Yeah.
So what do you think? I just went about the Acher by Chagiga or not?
No, because I think the next Yontif you bring another carbon and it becomes
Tzadka.
I know, but he's talking about if you weren't... If you,
I mean, you say Kona Tura, maybe also because this is one that has Tashlum.
You have just money.
You weren't
marked. I don't know, but I look the other way. According to Tyson, I'm sure you're right.
Anyway, it doesn't become. It's one Yontif.
Why not?
Depends on his birthday. Depends on his birthday. I think once it hits two, whatever he is.
What carbon are you talking about?
Of course, the Chagiga is not exactly like a Korban Pesach. Right?
I'm not sure.
Chagiga to me is not exactly like a Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach is
thank you very much.
Stamped on the dog, no? Korban Chagiga is going to stamp on it a certain day, correct?
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.